Yeah. Anything you want to say, Mark? Any
Just that when we played with the guy from here, it was really wonderful to be told just before we went on that we'd have to wear the rainbow wigs as well. That was particularly exciting.
From the 20-month run, Mark, what do you say the best film that's been out in that time is?
The best film in all the time that we've been on the air? Mm.
Oh, come on, I know I'm just
dropping
it.
Well, actually, no. Come on, here. Probably.
Yeah, I'm not being funny about this, but just because...
why break the habit now?
Yeah. Thank you. just out of... Because the thing that has made me sort of boundlessly enthusiastic more than anything recently, and it's out at the moment, is Dragon. I can't tell you how much I enjoy Dragon, but the best thing of everything we've had, and I'm sorry, but I said it before, it's still true, Firewalk With Me is the best film that's come out.
What can I tell you?
I gave it 5 stars in Cuba, but it was knocked down to 4 because nobody else believed
me. Sensible magazine.
Do you do that? Do you knock off if people give
albums? Great big scimitar, lash them off, yeah.
Yeah. You really? If people give too much stuff, you off, are you?
I've got a potato with a little star on my head. I want to add things on as well. A potato print them onto the phone.
That's it. So let's just, before we do the wedding, if we were contributors to Q magazine, and you give something 2 stars, it's quite possible the editor could say you meant 3 stars.
Surely you meant 3 stars.
Yes.
Oh yeah.
And similarly in the other direction.
Absolutely. I mean, more so in the other direction, yeah.
Oh wow, I didn't know you did that.
Well, you know that you're the phrase Rod of Iron and how you run the show here.
Well, I suppose so. Yeah, yeah, that is your, yeah. Particular instances, what kind of groups do you knock stars off of?
Well, people have obviously got a personal involvement, you know. Mm. They've liked this group forever and they just can't get out of the habit and realise the records really are not worth it.
But the critical question is there any relationship between the amount of stars and the size of the advert that said person or group whatever it is?
No, that is the cynic's view and it's not true.
I must say,
is it true in some magazines?
It explains a lot. If sometimes I read Q and you do think it says this album will,
Change the world.
It's great, whatever you do. Yeah, get the box. It's got 3 stars. Surely, and that's the hand of DK.